Cairns here. I'm the CEO and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at StunningDigitalMarketing.com. I hope you're all having an amazing holiday season and happy new year. I really hope 2020 is the best year yet for you. Make it happen. You know, I did a lot of thinking over the holidays, and I was sitting down on New Year's Day yesterday, and I thought I'd be totally transparent in the end and share some of my highs or lows in the last decade, the last 10 years. Some are very personal, some are business related, and some are a little bit of philosophy in between. I hope you really enjoyed this special episode and sit back and relax, grab your favorite drink, and have a great listen. As we enter 2020, I'm 10 years older now, 52. I've matured more in the last 10 years and even changed a lot how I deal with things, deal with life, and who I deal with. One thing I will say is I have less of a tolerance for stupid people today than ever before. I guess I'm getting older. I also don't have much of a tolerance for those who claim they're all-inclusive but only seem to apply when they have a viewpoint. They want it to be the only one. This is frankly the same old game, being in a silo, and I'm not really interested. If you want to be all-inclusive, accept everybody's viewpoint and have great constructive discussion, and you don't have to agree all the time. The other thing I've noticed in the last 10 years is society likes to play the blame game. Blame everything on the younger generation. Stop it, and frankly, stop it now. The problem is their parents. This is where they've learned their values and their morals. It's time to start placing blame where it needs to be placed, and that's on the people who brought them up. You know, you really need to think about that. I'm also tired of gun violence in the U.S. and here in Toronto. The issue is politicians. Folks, the police cannot solve this issue and arrest themselves out of this mess. It's time for the politicians to do their jobs and start protecting society with tough laws and penalties. Drinking and driving is another one. In the Toronto area, these cases are starting to increase again. It's time to start tossing the book at people and treating manslaughter like manslaughter and murder like murder. And the fact that the car is a weapon is irrelevant to me at the end of the day. Now let's get on to a more interesting topic, the news business. Newspapers in North America and around the world are in deep trouble and frankly dying. Personally, I don't read one regularly anymore. They're getting thin and expensive. The magazine industry has died in the last 10 years. At the start decade, I used to read a lot of them and even subscribed. Today, as I write this podcast, I have not read a magazine in over a year. Wow. And I'm an avid reader, by the way. The problem is, as a business owner, I've been busier in the last few years. So I look for an opportunity to maximize my time. More and more, I consume content in audio format. This includes listening to the radio over the internet, through TuneIn, podcasts, and audiobooks. I still read, but frankly, not as much anymore. I tend to go more to the audio variety. I listen to things when I'm doing other things, including working, housework, going for a walk, and more. This seems to work well for me and helps me keep up to date. Some of my personal lows in the last decade, in 2010, I lost my job of 21 years working in computer IT support and healthcare. The reality, I was just a number, and frankly, towards the end, I was not very happy. This job had an impact on me both physically and mentally. I was on call all the time, I worked extended hours, and that was all not appreciated. Remember, take care of yourself first. The second low was in 2010, I lost my father, Bruce Cairns, due to pancreatic cancer. I have to tell you, I miss him very much and love him and miss him every day. I love you, Dad. 4.5 years ago, I went through a nasty breakup. It should have happened long before that time, and I put up with way too much. When I look back at it, I don't get even why I let it go on so long, but my life has gotten better and we'll get there. A couple of years ago, I lost my Aunt Madeline due to a leukemia battle. That one really sucked, frankly. And recently, in November of this year, I lost my Aunt Linda due to a lengthy battle with dementia. My heart goes out to my Uncle Ron, his kids, Jamie and Jeffrey, their families, Linda's brothers, and so on. And the numerous of friends I've lost, their family members in the last 3 weeks have been the 3 visitations / funerals. And we heard of another one in the building my wife runs happening a week ago, and that's 4 in the last 2 weeks. And I should also add to that, we lost my mother-in-law this past year, Jill McLean McDonald, my wife's mom. And we miss her, and Jill misses her and thinks about her every day and every hour. Some of the personal highs. In 2010, I started my digital marketing agency. It's grown really well and continues to grow, and I really enjoy what I do. After my nasty breakup, Jill and I had been friends for 19 years, started seeing each other again, and we fell back in love. And that led to us being married. And I say this a lot, you measure wealth on money, a lot of people. I don't. I measure money on what I have in life. And frankly, Jill has made me a much better person and really a richer person. And she's brought so much happiness and love in my life. And it's amazing when you've known somebody as long as Jill and I have known each other, what you get out of it. And Jill, thank you very much, and I love you. We also have amazing friends in our lives. Jill and I are lucky. We have a close circle of friends, and many of them are pretty amazing, and thank you to them. And many more great things have happened. It's actually been a really good decade. Frankly, life is better. I've acquired many new friends, and people who do not fit in my life are gone from it. One of my mantras is, if people don't grow up or don't grow with you, maybe it's time to think about those relationships. And I have. I've actually eliminated from my life some people I've known for over 30 years because they frankly want to keep acting like they're 20 and not grow with the times or with life. And that's not really a good thing. You need to grow. So I've made choices to get rid of negative people and people who bring me down. And yeah, you're allowed to be selfish in life when your health and how you feel is concerned. You got to take care of yourself first. And most people forget about that. Over the last decade, I've decided to be around more like-minded, positive people. You guys know who you are, and thanks for all you amazing people. And to hang around them people who drag me down. Frankly, getting rid of negativity, as I mentioned, is good, and it's really poison your life. And that's really key to understand. Now let's jump over another topic dear to my heart, and that's social media. When the decade started, I spent almost all my time on social media on Twitter, and I even ran a personal blog. Today, after several variations, I don't run that blog anymore. And one of the reasons is I think it's really hard to get traction on a personal blog. I share photos with family members via Google Photos, and at the end of it all, I think it's really important to recognize that things change. I now spend lots of time on Facebook. It seems that's where everybody does. And it's probably my number one social media site. That said, my Twitter usage has gone way out, and I like to spend time on LinkedIn as well from a business perspective. Everywhere else for me kind of falls in between. Picture sharing at the start of the decade, I used Flickr, which has been sold a multiple of times. And recently was sold from Yahoo, which Verizon bought, to a company called SmugMug. And frankly, from what I'm reading, Flickr financially could be in trouble. And I've moved away from Flickr. When the last sale took place, I actually moved to Google Photos and to Amazon Photos. And there's some reasons for that I'll get into. Google Photos, frankly, Google's been going to be around for a long time. And they will let you share your photos at 80% res for free. I don't bother storing them in full res. I tend to store those on Amazon Photos. And the reality is, I get Amazon Photos for free with my Amazon Prime membership. So, and I don't think these two companies are really going away. And that's the interesting thing when you put your data into a company. You need to think about what you're keeping and what's leaving. I also keep copies of my photos on my laptop and a USB drive. And that way I have backups I can control if something else happens. Take care of your photos, folks. They're priceless. I go and look back at 20 years of digital photos I've been taking. And the quality's better because the cameras, I'm a better shooter today, but I also relish what I've taken. So really take care. Let's jump on to another subject dear to my heart, and that's sports. To me, The two biggest events of the decade were Team Canada winning hockey gold in Vancouver in 2010 and the Raptors winning the NBA championship in 2019 here in Toronto. We won on the road and came home to a hell of a victory parade. And frankly, it brought so much joy to the city. Now let's jump to another trend. We're just out of holidays, and that's called online shopping. The trend of online shopping has been growing and growing every year in the last decade. I, like so many other people, shop online on a regular basis, and Amazon's my friend. And frankly, for small items or purchases, it's the way to go. I've been a Prime member for over 10 years in Canada. And really, some of the things I buy, I just can't get elsewhere without special ordering. So like the Amazon Marketplace for me is a great place to shop. And I don't have to run around. I really don't enjoy malls. So, you know, I try to avoid them. So if I can shop online, I will. Now, beyond the gun violence thing, I really didn't touch on politics in this episode, this podcast, and I'm not going to. The political climate in the world is a mess, and political leaders need to learn to work better with other political leaders and help the people they serve. And that's all I'm really going to say. Let's go to communications, and specifically messaging as a tool. I have friends who use Facebook Messenger, Signal, WhatsApp, Twitter DMs, Instagram DMs, and even Telegram. This means I have to have lots of messaging apps on my smartphone. Big problem. And unfortunately, in messaging, there's no standard protocol like there is for email. So we all have to carry different apps, not by choice, but by necessity. In the last decade, we and several friends of mine have given up cable TV. Joe and I made the plunge actually about 9 months ago or 10 months ago. We're a streaming household. And in our house, we have Amazon Prime streaming, Spotify for music, The Zone for sports, Netflix, and Disney Plus. And there's many, many services out there like YouTube, TV, CBS, All Access, and more. And frankly, we even use our Alexa to play TuneIn Radio for our zoo, our animals, when we're not at home. And TuneIn Radio is great. Or I'll listen to radio streaming over an internet browser. We only have one radio in our house for emergencies, and that's a transistor, just so we can pick up standard emergencies if the power goes. But we really don't anymore. We've changed a lot that way. Now, we probably pay as much as we did before, but what the streaming does is give us choice, the choice we want to have, not to save money. So keep that in mind. Let's keep us moving on to make the next 10 years even better than the last 10. Please keep thinking about each other, and let's really, really work hard to be empathetic, to care about others, and to share more and make the world a better place. As we move into this next decade, I want to thank special thanks to my wife, Jill, my mom, Ann, my son, Stephen, my brothers, Graham, Gordon, Brian, many other family members and amazing friends. I love you guys for all being part of it. And being part of Jill's and my life. We are so lucky to be blessed by so many great people around us. You guys know if I can ever help you in your business, please email me at vip@stunningdigitalmarketing.com. I promise I'll get back to you. If you want to learn a little more digital marketing on a day-to-day basis, go to our website. Scroll down the main page, click on free marketing help. I send out a newsletter about at least every Thursday, often a second time a week. And what I talk about is digital marketing tips. No hard sells, I promise. I might share the odd sale or product from a friend of mine, and I can guarantee you I don't get affiliate commissions for those. They're just people I really love in the community and are doing amazing special things. So check that. Also, you can subscribe to this podcast, and generally, as we go into the new year, I'll be doing one every Thursday, and some weeks I might even sneak one in earlier in the week if I have the time, business-wise and personal-wise. And I'd like to try and get you guys a couple of weeks to your podcast catcher. So go and subscribe, get it automatically, and thanks for listening, as always. As always, this podcast has been brought to you by StunningDigitalMarketing.com. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns, and dad, I love you so much, and thank you for all you've done. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed. Happy New Year. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.